From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama has proposed a 2011 budget that would shrink the deficit next year to $1.3 trillion. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, not before red ink rises to a record of nearly $1.6 trillion in the current fiscal year.
Starting next year, the president wants to slowly begin whittling away at the deficit, cutting more than 120 government programs, and freezing discretionary spending that's not tied to national defense. In the meantime, though, Mr. Obama's calling for another $100 billion in immediate tax cuts and government spending in an effort to spur job growth.
We won't be able to bring down this deficit overnight, given that the recovery is still taking hold and families across the country still need help.
The president's 2011 budget would reverse Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans while extending the tax break for working families that was passed as part of last year's economic stimulus package. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A Republican senator says the nation is sinking into a fiscal quagmire and that the president's new budget does not begin to, in his words, turn things around. New Hampshire Senator Jug Gregg made the remarks as the president's plan was being released. Senator Gregg is the senior Republican on the budget committee. The current budget year deficit is projected to be $1.56 trillion. The federal government has reached an agreement with Florida and other states to reimburse the costs of evacuating and providing medical care to victims of Haiti's earthquake. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Florida says it's already spent $10 million on flights and resettlement costs for Haitian Americans repatriated after the January 12th earthquake. The federal government will reimburse the state for those costs out of a special $25 million resettlement fund. Last week, a misunderstanding developed when Florida Governor Charlie Crist sent a letter to federal officials asking them to share the cost of medical care provided to Haitians treated in state hospitals. Shortly afterward, most medical evacuation flights were halted. Governor Crist says that was never his intention.
Florida never said that we wanted to stop taking Haitians. All we said was that we would appreciate help in being able to continue to help our friends from the island.
The federal government has now activated the natural disaster medical system, which means it will assume all costs of providing medical care in the U.S. to survivors of the Haitian earthquake. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The prime minister of Haiti says his country will accept having the 10 Americans arrested for alleged child trafficking tried in the United States since his country's court system has been broken in the earthquake. The 10 members of an Idaho-based church group were arrested when they tried to bus 33 Haitian children to the Dominican Republic. Haiti claims the group was trying to kidnap the children. The group spokesperson, Laura Silsby, who is being detained in Haiti, says it's true the group failed to get the proper Haitian documents for the children, but says the group was just trying to, in her words, do the right thing. This is NPR. Toyota is telling its dealers they should start seeing parts to fix some 2.3 million cars and trucks affected by a massive recall involving sticky gas pedals by the end of the week. A total of 4.2 million vehicles have been affected worldwide by the recall. The recall, which included some of the Japanese automaker's most popular models, has damaged Toyota's once stellar reputation. Toyota says it's planning to tell the dealers how to make the repairs. In a video message released by the company, Toyota's CEO apologized to Toyota owners. Tomorrow morning, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will announce the Oscar nominations from Beverly Hills. NPR's Allison Bryce has more.
Avatar continues to dominate the box office, and tomorrow Avatar fans will find out just how many Oscars the movie could win. Also on the short list of movies that will likely be nominated in multiple categories, The Hurt Locker, Precious, and Up. There are 24 award categories total. The difference in this year's nominations is that 10 movies will be nominated in the Best Picture category instead of 5, as in years past. This year, 274 films were eligible to win an Oscar. The nominations will be presented by Academy President Tom Schreck and actress Anne Hathaway. The Oscar telecast will air Sunday, March 7th on ABC. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
More than 75 stars gathered in Los Angeles to re-record the We Are the World charity anthem penned by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie some 25 years ago. Kanye West, Natalie Cole, Pink, and Tony Bennett are some of the musical legends that took part in the recording to raise money for Haiti relief efforts. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.